The following Dharma talk was recorded in June 2015 in St. Louis, Missouri, from the retreat called Awakening Joy, taught by James Barris. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. James Barris is a founding teacher of Spirit Rock Meditation Center in California. His popular online course, Awakening Joy, was featured in O Magazine and published as a book in 2012. James's website is www.awakeningjoy.info.
This teaching called Transcendental Dependent Arising. If you want to Google it, there's a good essay on it. And this teaching starts out, this is the Buddha talking, that suffering can be a causative factor for faith to arise. Faith can lead to gladness. Gladness can lead to joy. Joy can lead to happiness and contentment, can lead to peace, can lead all the way up to the highest stages of freedom and awakening. But it starts out with suffering can lead to faith. Not necessarily, but it can be a causative factor for faith to arise. And sometimes when people hear that, they say, well, suffering can lead to faith, can lead to joy. How can that be? And first, I just want to ask you, how many people have been motivated by suffering of one kind or another in your life to look for answers and move you along in your journey of consciousness and awakening? See that? Look around. That's how it works, because suffering shakes us out of our complacency, makes us realize we don't have control over things, and often can make us look for a deeper meaning to life. And so the question is, can we open up, can we learn skillfully to open up to our sorrows and our griefs, grievings, so that we don't contract? Because suffering can also lead to bitterness and fear and anger and despair. So it can go either way. But if we understand that suffering and loss and grieving and pain and sorrow are a part of life, then we can see, okay, how can I meet this part of the curriculum so that I keep on growing? Some of the most joyful people are the ones who know real sorrow and suffering. And when I think of the two people for me who embody joy the most, that most everybody I think is familiar with, the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu are two very amazing, joyful beings. And they've each seen tremendous suffering in their countries. The Dalai Lama's country was taken away and over 1.4 million were killed. And he hears stories of torture regularly as people come to Dharamsala. And Desmond Tutu was the really the main presence for the reconciliation project when apartheid ended. And so he knows about hearing one story and another of pain, and he's seen many, many people in his own life go through deep personal suffering. And yet they embody this joy. And I've seen the Dalai Lama hear a story and have tears come down his eyes. He's not shy at all about being that way in public. And 15 minutes later, he hears something else, and or he's being playful and he's giggling. It moves so quickly through him. He's not afraid to feel it all. And it's possible. I mean, we're not perhaps on that level as he is, but it's possible to take in our sorrows, feel our grief fully, without helping it along or thinking, oh, I shouldn't feel it. You can't hurry that, but to process our own pains and have them deepen our connection to life and to everyone around. So there's two practices that I want to offer that you might use in case you are opening to some challenging feelings today or in your life and in your practice. One I mentioned briefly yesterday in the group. I think I mentioned it down here as well. That acronym RAIN. I talked about it here, didn't I? So very simply, just so you get a sense of how to do that experientially, we'll just play around with a feeling. Now, you don't have to bring up the most intense thing happening in your life, but you might just bring up some feeling. It can be a positive feeling or a challenging feeling. Right now, as we start, close your eyes so you get a sense of this. Bring up some situation that touches some emotions or some feelings. And like I said, it could be positive or difficult or mild, or you can just get in touch with what you're feeling now. That's okay too. And this RAIN acronym, first recognize, what am I feeling right now? Oh, this is worry or sadness or joy or love, whatever it is. Just name it. And now allow it to be here. No need to try to get rid of it or manipulate or bargain. Just give it permission to be here for a few moments. And now investigate. That is, where do you feel this feeling? Maybe in your chest or your belly or your face. Just how does it manifest the energy in your body? And notice if there's tightness or heaviness or fluttering or whatever is here. Just let yourself be curious. Notice if the sensations stay the same or if they change. Just be interested. And then as you're bringing your attention to it, don't take it personally, that non-identification. You're just exploring the human experience of this feeling. All these mind states come and go and come and go. And just let yourself feel it held in a very kind awareness. Okay, now come back and feel your body grounded as you sit here. You don't have to stay with it any longer than feels helpful, and come into your body and now take a few deeper breaths and just get grounded in that. So And if you like, you can gently open your eyes. So that's the basic principle, to just touch it for a little while. So instead of contracting or trying to push it away, that it's okay to feel that too. Just a little bit at a time, so that you're finding a courage and a strength and a wisdom and a spaciousness that says, this too is part of life and it's okay. Okay. Now I want to share with you one other very helpful way to hold the feelings if you're not able to be mindful in that way. And this is a self-compassion practice. Maybe you got a little stirred up. And here's just doing that. And here's a very useful practice that now comes out of the self-compassion program by Kristen Neff and Christopher Germer. There's a couple of books on self-compassion. And it's a very simple, very effective way to hold the difficulties when they come up. So here's, it's a four-step process, and just, you can put down your pens and just try it with me as you're doing it. I'll go over it afterwards. So the first step is putting your hand on your heart. And this physiologically is a signal of soothing your body. It releases oxytocin, the feel-good hormone. It stimulates the vagus nerve, the compassion nerve running through your body. And just let yourself feel that holding, that tenderness. You might close your eyes as you do this. And the first, there's three phrases after you do this, and keeping your hand on your heart. First phrase, this is a moment of suffering. Or, this is hard. Whatever words work for you. This is a moment of suffering. Second phrase, suffering is a part of life. And you might think of all the people in the world who are going through what you might be going through and feeling a connection with them. Suffering is a part of life. And then the third phrase, may I hold my suffering with kindness and compassion. May I hold my suffering with kindness and compassion. And let yourself receive that tenderness. And also realize you're the wise, compassionate one that's comforting yourself. So there's a kind of wholeness. This is a moment of suffering. Suffering is a part of life. May I hold my suffering with kindness and compassion. Really feel the tenderness right through your hand. Let yourself take it in. Just like you would a child. It's just the child inside. Okay, you can open your eyes now. Mm-hmm. Now, just to come back and switch the channel for a moment. Once again, as we did yesterday, reflect on some blessing in your life, on someone or something that you're grateful for, grateful to. Maybe somebody that you have a lot of love for. And just send them a few moments of kindness and well-wishing. May you be happy. And feel my love for you. And may I feel your love. Okay, so we'll have a chance to check in both in the groups, and later on we'll have some time for Q&A. But it felt important to incorporate that piece before we go on to other more uplifting aspects of awakening joy. It might be not what you thought you were going to come in the beginning of the second day of joy, but you can't bypass this part of life. This is a part of life. And the more we're able to, as I said, open to this too, it brings us inner courage and strength and compassion, both for ourselves and for others. So let's just sit now for a few minutes, and I'll again share the some instructions. And once again, feel your body sitting here. Become grounded in that. And you might take a few deeper breaths. Feel a connection to the earth. Then let the breath find its own rhythm. Let the mind be relaxed and at ease. And as we've been doing, you can let the breath be the home base. And whatever arises, if it calls you away from the breath, that is just the next thing to be present for, to meet with a kind awareness. Just notice what's happening now. Allow your experience to be the way it is. And open to it with that kind awareness. When your mind wanders, bring it back with kindness and patience and presence.